Okay, so we're doing the Rambam, Perek Ches in Brachos, about the Shem and Zayas. So the Halacha Beis. So the Rambam is difficult, because Rambam says, he starts out, he says that on juices you make a shahakol, except for anovim v'zesim. Because on the anovim, yayin is boy priya gofen, and shemen is boy priya eitz. But shemen is, but by shemen it says, b'medvam amurim, shahoya choshish b'gron over shosom and a shemen, im mea shloko, sikiyotzi b'han, shere nene b'shisiyaso. So by the shemen, he says what? He says, that's only if you had a sore throat, right? And you drank the shemen with vegetable juice, or vegetable broth. Because then you benefited with the shasiya of the shemen. Oval imshos a shemen levado. So there's two other cases. If you drink shemen alone, apparently, whether or not you have a sore throat, right? O shaloha yachoshish begrono. Or if you drink this on nigron, but you don't have a sore throat, correct? Mavorich olav shakol. Sherei, now here he says, sherei lo nene bitam shemen. So, the first time he says, according to the Rambam, the only time you make the Bari Priya Eitz is if you have the sore throat and you drink it in the Anigron. And then he says, why? Because you're a Nene B'Shisiyaso. Right? So apparently all you have to be is a Nene B'Shisiyaso. But when he says that if you drink it alone, or if you drink it if you drink the anigron without a sore throat, so you make a shahakol. So there he says, why is the shahakol? He says, because you're not nene bitam hashemen. But in the first time, when you made the Bari Priya Eitz, it doesn't seem you were nene bitam hashemen, because if anigron, you're nene bitam hashemen. So having a sore throat is not going to change that. The anigron is no bitam hashemen. The sore throat is not going to change that.
If you understand shemen alone, maybe you'd say you wouldn't have the tam shemen because it's like mazik or whatever.
Right. So that's also one other thing. The Rambam holds shemen alone, different from Rashi. Shemen alone is shakal. But, so we were trying to define this Rambam. That what? That what? Yeah. So what did we say? The Rambam holds that by Shemen Zayas, that and also knows he holds it is an ochel. So why is it a shahakol when you drink it straight? Now, according to Rashi, you don't make a bar priyates when you drink it because it's not an ochel. But according to the Rambam, it is an ochel because you make a shahakol. So why can't you make a bar priyates? Right? What's shahakol? Yeah. So it seems like this, that according to the Rambam, when in general you see the halacha of shahakol by in the next halacha, if it's not derech achiloso. Right, so that apparently is the way the Rambam is learning. You can't say it's a shakol because it's like a juice, because it's not. That's exactly Shemen Zayas is different. It's not considered zeya. But the shakol must be that it's not derech achiloso v'kach. That's how we understand Suzuki mazikli. Right, not that it's not an ochel, but it's not derech achilo v'kach. So the derech achilah of shemen is only in a tarovis. right? That's the derech achil of shemen. That's the derech achil of shemen. In a nigron. Correct? But, like the Gemara says, that what? That if it's in the anigron, so then it's ikar and tofel problem. And the anigron is the ikar. The shemen zayas is the tofel. Correct?
But if you have a sore throat...
But if you have a sore throat... Oh, right, we're trying to find out the Rambam going to Gemara. What? If you have a sore throat, then it's the ikar. That's the Gemara says the Chiddush. What?
Can we say also just eat before it's time?
Well, we're saying there are chilas over there.
Right. That's what we're saying. In other words, machlokas and how you learn this Gemara, right? Machlokas and how you learn the Gemara. That, what's the case of the anigron by the Choshish Bigrono? So Rashi seems to hold that it means that you're putting in extra shemen. Right, and the shemen now is a substantial ikar. Right, and the chiddush is that even though it's for refuah, you still make the bracha. Right, even though it's for refuah, you still make the bracha. Right, because you're a nana. It doesn't go by the reason why you're eating it. It goes by the being a mishabeach. And since you're a nana, you're roy to be a mishabeach. But the Rambam doesn't say that there's a difference in the mixture of how much oil is in the anigron, whether it's choshish bigron or not. It's the same miut, whether you're choshish bigron or not. Right? So what's the chiddush? So why is it an ikar? Why is it an ikar if substantially it's tafel? So that's how he's learning the Gemara. That ma'od the same ma kaven de l'refuah komachavin lo livrachol le'aklal komash malon kaven disle anaminei boi bruchi. So we said, according to the Rambam, it seems the Gemara's question is that not that you wouldn't make any bracha at all on the anigron, but it means you wouldn't make a bracha on the shemen zayas. You'd make the bracha on the anigron as a whole, which would be a shahakal. But the chiddush is, the question in the Gemara is this, that ikar and tofel is generally a din in hanoah of the tam of the ochel, right? Hanoah of the tam of the ochel, that when you have a mixture of foods, you say, which is the taste that I essentially desire? Right? Like the controversial raisinette. Is it essentially raisins with a little chocolate accent, or is it essentially chocolate with a raisin flavor?
It's the old question.
I mean, Ramosha says you make two brachas, right? But is there an ikar and a tafel? So that's in the realm of tam. But that's the chiddush of the Gemara, according to the Rambam. That if you're a choshesh bigrono, so now you are searching for a certain quality in the ochel, not the tam quality. You're searching for the quality of merachich es grono, like the Rashi says. It softens your throat. It's soothing. It's a certain soothing experience. So that's not a tam aspect, right? So that's the Gemara's chiddush. Can you say in ikar v'tofel that I'm going to take a normal... Is ikar and tofel only within the realm of tam? Which is the ikar tam, which is the tofel tam? Or can you say, if I'm a choshish v'grono, I can make a quality, a different quality into the ikar. A different quality will make it into an ikar. The quality of that it's a merachich grono. Right? That's the chiddush according to the that's the way the Rambam is learning. So that's the case with the anigron. The only way you're ever going to make the shemen zayis into an ikar that's what he says in the end. It says shemen zayis is not eaten alone. If you're trying to eat it as an ochel in the realm of tam, then alone, it's not eaten that way. And in the anigron, the tam isn't, doesn't express an entity of tam. That's why he says you're not going to make a bar of your eights if you're healthy, even in the anigron, because there is no, the tam can't be the ikker in that case. It doesn't give a tam in that case. Right? And if you're not sick, there's no hana of the goren. Right? There's no hanas grono. So you can't make it an ikker in any other way. Right? But if you're sick, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that you can say the quality of the oil is a hana that is greater than the whole hana of tam. I can make this whole quality an ikker. And that's the only time I can make a bracha on the Shem and Zayas. Right? Because it alone, it as an ochel, alone it's not eaten. And in the anigron, the tam, which is the realm of ochel, doesn't express itself. That's why he says you're not nana from the tam of the shemen. Right? But the choshish begrono, that's the chiddush, that you can have an ikar of a tofel in competing realms. Not only an ikar of a tofel within the realm of hana, which is the normal idea, but you can even have an ikar and tofel in different realms. You can say, for me right now, the throat is the ikker of what I the soothing of the throat is the ikker, and in that case, the oil will be consumed. You'll be nene. That's why I didn't say you're nene from the tam of Shem in the beginning. You're just nene b'shisiyaso. That's the ikker b'shisiyah. But it has to be in the derech achila too.
Let's remember what the ilcho wants. What his ikker is.
Yeah, go with what his ikker is.
Have you? And if it was supposed to be like a
medication,
general,
if that's the ikker,
right? It's like, how is that different than taking medication?
Taking medication on Shabbos. Taking medication on Shabbos, it still is an ochel though. It still is a food.
Derech Briyam.
It still is Derech Briyam, right? It still is eaten in the normal way. It still is. The Rama happens to hold you can drink straight oil on Shabbos, right? I think he holds it like.
Or
what is he? He says you can drink a lot of. I think he held like Rashi, that you can drink the oil straight. You just can't to hold it in your mouth.
Can you explain how the Rambam understands the Maskana in the Gemara?
Yeah, the Maskana in the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is a question of can Ikar V'Tofel be. Is Ikar V'Tofel only in terms of tam? That I can say if I have a food. And it's two realms, tam versus two different tamim. So which is the ikker tam? But tam always has to be the ikker. Tam is always the ikker. It's just a question of which is the ikker tam. The chiddush in the Gemara is that if you're a choshish begrono, you can make a whole different quality into an ikker.
Even where it's not ikker in terms of tam.
That's right. I can say the feeling
like
of the throat.
The way
yeah.
The Gemara, I mean,
the same,
like
but Kevin.
A separate reason, like why, like Kevin is the hanami, I mean, and he play brufi, like.
That's right. As Rambam like this, Ma the same or Kevin de Lefur Kamachavin Lo Liver Chalei Klal, meaning to say that I only am Machshev the oil because of a certain refuah quality,
and that won't
warrant
thicker.
A bracha on it alone, right? Kamash Malon Kevin Disle Hanomine not Hanoas Tam, but the Hano of the for the refuah, then I can make the bracha on that as the ikker.
Yeah,
he says like this.
Whereas Rashi says, Levad harufu yesh lahanat achila, that's not really how the Rambam is learning it.
Whereas Rashi's learning, I said one thing that is better for the Rambam than Rashi is that the Gemara takes up almost the exact same question later about refuah. Do you make a bracha on something for refuah? So according to Rashi, I don't know, it would have to just be somewhat repetitive issue. But according to the Ram, this is not really an issue of do you make a bracha on something that's for refuah. This is a question of can you have an ikar v'tofel in this regard.
It's also nice to the Ram that the chiddush of the Gemara is one in Shemen itself, not like
right.
The whole big general
thing. Right. Yeah, and that is nice because that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was saying. That Shemen, he wasn't coming to say that Shemen gets the bracha by every eight because of a strange din of refuah. There is really a case of ikar v'tofel through shemen, through the quality of shemen alone. Yeah, the Rambam says in Shabbos, Parakof Alef Chav Dalek, Hachoshish Begrono Lo Ya'arenu B'Shemen. Saying, like, the Rambam has a funny style, you know? Like, he takes the word, a word from the Gemara that is the subject of great controversy, and he just quotes it verbatim. What does that mean?
To him, it's not controversial.
What does that mean? But he says, Ovo Boleahu Shemen Harbe. Misrapi. So he's learning gargling. He's learning it to mean gargling. So the Rambam is learning like Rashi, that you can't take the shemen to gargle, but you can drink a lot of shemen, he holds. Even though it has the same effect as keeping, right? Even though it has the same effect as keeping oil on your throat, but since it's through a maisa of blia, but the Rambam is fine. The Rambam doesn't have a problem with Rashi, because Rambam holds shemen is an ochel. He doesn't have the problem with Rashi and Tosas. Tosas says, how can you do it? It's not an ochel. It's going to look like a fool. But, I mean, it is an ochel according to Rashi, to Rambam. It's just a shackle. It's just not normal. It's not...
I mean, according to Rambam, you don't have to say that. It's because it's lacking in the maestro.
Yeah, right. Rashi was more difficult because he was saying it's not an ochel. So then it has to be a maestro refuah. So that's how we have to come upon the idea of a professional type of a maestro refuah, of a defined maestro refuah. But the Rambam doesn't have that problem. Anyway, I don't want to go too far straight. So that's how we explain the Rambam.
He says you don't have to have hanas tam, right? But what would you define as the hana? Hana of what? Hanas achila, as opposed to hanas.
Yeah, well, the hanas grono is one of the hanas of achila. Hanas grono is one of the hanas of achila. Okay. Yeah, which is a tough one. This next one. Kimcha d'chiti.
What?
The kimcha d'chiti.
Wait, how about the ma'aser of wine?
Didn't we do that? We think we already did that. Okay. So the next sugya was flour. What bracha do you make on flour? Wheat flour. Right? So it's machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bari Pri Adama, and Nachman says, Shehakol Nyebidvaro. And then Rava says, Rav Nachman, don't argue with Rav Yehuda. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold like him. Now, and his raya is from Shemen Zayas. That what? That you don't make a shahakol on Shemen Zayas. So if you don't make a shahakol on Shemen Zayas, that's a raya. He wants to say that you shouldn't make a shahakol on Kemach. So we said this also is difficult because now the Gemara is going to the opposite extreme. That when Rav Yehuda said to make a bari priya eitz on Shemen Zayas, now it's saying like there was a half minute to make a shahakol. Right? First the Gemara starts out as Havmina Shev its own bracha. It's still chashuv. And then he says, no, Rav Yehuda says he doesn't get its own bracha. Now Rav Yehuda is saying he doesn't make a shakal. I mean, which is the starting point? And also, what's the comparison? I mean, it's very difficult to compare flour to Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas is a highly refined, prized commodity, and flour is like Rav Nachman says, it's just on its way to bread. It's not like a thing that's chashuv on its own. It's hard to say Rava didn't realize that oil is a separate thing, and to say oil is just like flour goes against everything this whole Gemara has been saying. So we want to say like this, that what was Rava's argument from oil? Because Rava perceived that the main issue in this question, the main issue in the sugya over here of what bracha do you make on kemach, is a question of shinoi. It's a question of whether there's a shinoi here or not. And that's the lashon, if you look in the Rush and the Rif, that's the lashon they seem to have in the Gemara. That Rav Nachman says, Rav Yehuda says, the Bori Pri Adama, because he holds, it's not considered a shinoi. It's bimilsayu kaimi. And our Gemara does say something like that later, but they seem to have it in the your opening statements. And Rav Nachman says shakol because since it changed. Kol v'shani shakol. So it's a question of can you make a bracha if the pri is not before you in its natural form, right? Because the bracha has to be on the pri. The bracha is always on the pri kibriyaso. It's always what the bracha is on. And that's like Rashi said earlier by the shemen, says you can't make the bracha bori pri zayas, because that would imply you're making the bracha on the oil itself, and the oil is not a brias shemayim. The oil is not kibriyaso. The oil is brias adam. Right. So the bracha always must go to the pri kibriyaso. So, what was Rava's argument? That was Rava's argument. Saying, what do you see from Shem and Zayas? For whatever the reason is, why it's different than other mashkin. It's another question, right? Well, I mean, Rava know that it's a special thing on other mashkin is a shackle. But whatever the reason is, Rava's saying, it doesn't matter, that's not relevant. Because you can deduce one thing, and that is that the change in the physical form does not demand, the change in the physical form does not mean that you cannot make a bracha on the pri. In other words, to say, to be mevarich on the pri, which is what you always have to be mevarich on, doesn't demand the form, its natural form, to be before you. It could be changed from its natural form, and you can still make the bracha borei pri ha'etz. For whatever the difference between zeya and shemen is, one apparently is a derivative and one is a change, but the point is that it definitely is not kibriyaso, right? So you don't need kibriyaso to make to say the bracha borei pri ha'etz. So you say, so kemach too. Kemach is not like Zeya. Kemach is definitely not like Zeya. Zeya is considered a derivative. You have the fruit and you have its juice. So you can say you don't have the substance of the fruit. It's just a derivative of the fruit. But kemach is just wheat that's crushed. What's the difference? It's a koseis chitim, right? It's still a koseis chitim, right? It's bimil seikai, it's just the kosei schidim, it's just that it's a little bit pre-chewed for you. So, that's a mila. That would be a mila. But Rav Nachman says to Rava that what? He says you're making a big mistake. You're making a big mistake in your deduction from Shemen Zayas that you make the bracha boi pra eitz because the shinoi in the form of the pri is, to say that from Shemen Zayas you can prove a shinoi in the form of the pri is not a shinoi is an erroneous deduction. Why? So it's difficult because Rav Nachman doesn't just argue on the Shemen Zayas. He seems to be essentially going into Kemach, right? He says Kemach has what? Kemach has an iluya achrina. That's what the problem is. Kemach has an iluya achrina. But what's the difference? What's the difference if there's an iluya achrina? I mean, if changing the form isn't considered changing the thing, and it's still considered the pri, what's the difference if there's an iluya achrina? And if you look at Rashi, Rashi's also difficult, because Rashi adds in some requirements, a different requirement. He says that Rashi says, well, he says Hilkach Yotza Michlau Pri, since there's Nilui Achrina, it's not a Pri anymore. Ulechlau Derech Achiloso Lo Ba. Rashi puts in Derech Achiloso. Where is that from? I mean, if it's not Derech Achiloso now, so then he's like the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? I mean, Rashi sounds a little bit like the Rabbeinu Yonah, doesn't he? Then not like if it's not there so now, what's the difference that there's another thing that is coming for? And then Rashi also says, but the Shemen Zayas he says it's not only that there's nothing else after it, which would seem to be all you'd have to say. All you'd have to say is, but with Shemen Zayas, there's nothing else after the oil. But Rashi's not satisfied to say that. He says, Shemen Zayas, it's Miyad Babishinu of Lechlal Derech Achilasa. What does Derech Achilasa have to do with the Shem Pri? And then he says, therefore, it's a Pri. What, I mean, it's a difficult thing. It's a difficult Rashi. He seems to be adding in two factors. He's adding in the factor of Miyad, and he's adding in Derech Achilasa. Right? So he said like this, that what Rashi is learning like this, that Rav Nachman holds, the Rava held, there's no din of a Shinoi here at all. That you see from Shemen Zayis, there's no din of a Shinoi. Right? Even though in any other area, in other areas of Halacha, this would be considered a Shinoi, like by a Goslin, if a Goslin steals wheat and he grinds into flour, it's definitely a Shinoi. Right? It's definitely become a Shinoi. But here, in the realm of Bracha, Rava held, in terms of the entity as a pri, the Gabi Shevach, it's not considered a Shinoi. As long as it's still the same entity, just in the changed form. That doesn't change it in terms of Shevach of pri. Okay? But Rav Nachman held, it Shinoi does still change it. Shinoi does remove the Shem pri. But he says there's a difference between a Shinoi and a refinement. Okay? The definition of Shinoi is not a physical definition of Shinoi. It's a definition in the realm of Ochlim. And therefore, he says like this. He says, Shemen Zayas, since it's Bo Miyad L'derech Achilaso, that's not called a Shinoi. That's considered a Kiyum. It's considered to be accessing the true identity, the true quality of its true purpose of in the realm of Achila. That's not a Shina at all. That's just, on the contrary, that's considered activating its latent shame ochel. You're just stripping away. Nisan's not here. We have to sit in the dark. Just stripping away the impediments to its true shame pri. So that's why it's still a pri in the oil form. But by chitim, he says like this. You have two problems by the chitim. By the chitim, that's what Rashi's saying. That in the flower state, that's not its derech achila. So you can't say that what? You can't say that it's considered a refinement in the realm of achila, because the flower is less, is not its derech achila. Its derech achila is bread, right? But since it's not coming into bread miyad, right? So then you must say that in the flower state it's just a Shinoi. Now, as if the flower state was its derech achila, like the yayin, that, like the shemen, that's why Rashi requires miyad. Because miyad shows you whether it's truly a change, or whether it's a continuation of its Shem Ochel.
So it's not enough that the Shino is part of the process of getting into the highest Iluya.
That's right.
That the Shino itself is defined.
Is Miyad. As if Shemen Zayas. That's right. If you would say Shemen Zayas was a third step removed, then you would not be able to make a boy priest. Why? Because you would say the first change is a real change. Now you're making, from that new entity, you're making something else. Right? But since it went down in its madrega from the first step and only became a better achila through another change, then you lost the shame pre right away. That's the difference. That's what Rav Nachman is saying, is what you're missing in the difference between oil and olives and chitim. It's not from olives that a change in its form is not considered a change. From olives, all you see is that there can be a latent shame pre that the change is revealing. Right? But if there's an intermediary step, then once it's changed from the from ketum, that's just a shinoi. Now you simply have material for the next step. It's exactly like Rabbeinu Yonah. Now we're dealing with Chazara. Rashi really does seem like Rabbeinu Yonah, because that's how Rabbeinu Yonah seems. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah. I think it's almost same shot. Wants to learn the explain the rift, because the rift says a strange thing. The rift says we possibly like Rav Nachman, because people don't eat flour, so all the Rishonim are bothered. The Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, they bothered. How does the rift use a reason that Rav Nachman himself doesn't use? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you want to be pirates, the rift, you have to learn. I think it's like Rashi, that he's saying like this, that since the intermediary stage is not a derech achila, right, and there's a greater thing afterwards, so then it's yotze mechlal pri. Why? Because, well, it's slightly different maybe. So we want to say like this, and Rabbeinu Yonah is saying like this, that if the intermediary stage, if the flower was the final stage, right, even though it's not normally eaten, it still would not be yotze mechlal pri, right, because it would still have the shame of the original pri. It would still get a boy pri adama, because it's a mitzuref to the chitam. But since there's an ilui achrina bepas, now it's considered the first step of pas. It's considered a new product for the next step of pas. It's considered an ingredient now of bread. It's no longer mitzuref in its shame to chitim. In other words, now that there's an idea of pas, when you grind up chitim, it has a new shame. It has a shame legabe in terms of its relationship to pas, not in terms of its relationship to where it came from. So you can't give it the bracha from the pre in terms of where it came from, because since it has a new product ahead of it, it's defined by the beginning process of bread, right? And yet you can't give it the bracha of bread, obviously, because it's not there. And since now it's not eaten, normally, right, you have no choice but to give it a shakl, because it's like a new thing. It's a new thing, but it's not considered chitim anymore, and it's not normally eaten. That's why the rift says paslik of nachma, because it's not normally eaten. That it really is part of the time of nachma. In other words, but if it were normally eaten, right, if flour were another type of ochel, then apparently you would say that it's not considered yet a first step of pas, because it has a legitimate use as chitim still. But since it's not normally eaten, you need two things. It has to be that it's not normally eaten, and there's an iluya achrin of a pas. That breaks it completely from its shame chitim. If it were eaten this way as chitim too, so then it wouldn't lose its shame chitim, just because there's another idea of pas. But since it's not normally eaten this way, right, therefore it's kavua entirely as the first step of pas. So it's completely broken from its shame of chitim. And on its own, it can't get a bari pri adama. On its own, it must get a shakal. Right? I mean, I think Rashi is going that same way. Because Rashi doesn't make doesn't say what type of kemach it is. It's mashma, it's just regular flour. That's why Tosus and the Rush want to learn that it's really not regular flour. Because they can't understand, they don't understand really how anybody would make a bar piyadama really. Right? How anybody would make a bar piyadama on flour if it's not eaten. But, it's interesting. So they want to learn it's toasted flour, or it's toasted grains, or it's not ground up really fine. still has the ochel, the shame ochel, and the still has the shame chitim in the achila. But apparently that's a machlokas of the Rishonim over here, right? Machlokas Rishonim over here. That if it's not eaten in the form that it is, correct, can it still get the bari pri adoma just from the tziruf to the shame pri to the shame pri? See, it's something that I mentioned before. This is what you were saying one time, David. I think there's an underlying machlokas in the Rishonim about the brachos of pri ha'eitz and pri adama and shahakol. What is the essential component? What's the essential factor in determining the bracha? I think from Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam, because the Rambam also I don't think differentiates. I think the Rambam chemical is a little funny case, but I think the Rambam too. They hold it essentially goes by the shame pri, and that's always the question: did the shame pri get changed? And that's the essential question. Even though it might not normally be eaten this way, since the chitim had the shame pri, right? Changing it later doesn't necessarily remove it, right? Like we showed the Rif holds by Bishop. The Rif holds that even a vegetable that is normally only eaten raw, even if you cook it, it's still considered the bari pri adama because it still has that shame pri. Once that shame, those questions are if the shame pri hasn't yet emerged. But once the shame pri has emerged, and chitim is a pri, because it is eaten, chopping it up is a question. Will it remove the shame pri or not? Right? So, but according to the other Rishonim...
According to that side, you would make a shakel, right, for the kemach? You're saying the shame pri is removed?
I'm saying it's a question. It's a question, do you consider the shame pri removed? It's just a question. Just because derech achila, just because it's not normally eaten this way, doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a shakel. It's a question, it's another element in the question of the shame pri. But essentially, all questions lead back to shame pri. And that's why the Rambam starts off in Brachos with just one general rule. And he never really elaborates, he never really makes any exceptions to that rule. And the rule is a very simple one. If it's a pri, if it's a pri eitz, you make a bari pri eitz. If it's a pri adama, you make bari pri adama. And if it's neither, you make a shakel. And everything else, it would seem, is a question, is it the pri? Zeya is not the pri. Shemen is the pri. You know what I'm saying? It would seem all those things have to be folded back into the original definition of shame pri. But the other Rishonim learn that the brachos get changed to a shahako, for instance, if it's not derech achilaso, because the thing is meguna, and it's not appropriate to make a bracha of a higher shevach on a thing that's not in its highest meshubach form. You know what I'm saying? It's not a question if the shame pri is here or not. That if it's not derech achilaso, you cannot give a shevach of a bari pri adama or a bari pri. They don't hold it goes back. They hold derech achilaso. That there's another force running through the sugya, and that is the mishabeach, the derech of shevach itself. And that's like we said by the next sugya. That there's the ikar pri and the not the ikar pri, and that has a nafkamin in terms of bracha. But I think it's a big machlokas that and that's why they held it's not possible to make a bari pri adama on flour. It's just not possible. If it's not eaten this way, it's just not possible to make a bracha on it. Not possible to make a bari pri adama on it because that's not the shevach of the pri. That's not the shevach of the pri. You know what I'm saying? It has to be in its form of shevach to receive the shevach as the pri.
What do you mean in its form of shevach?
Like the Rush, the Rashba says it very clearly. And the next sugya, the sugya of the cooked and the raw vegetables, that's the way he says it very clearly. He says, it's meguna. You can't make the bracha when it's meguna. have to make the bracha when it's meshubach. But whereas Rashi and the Rambam just keep coming back to, is it a pri? Is it a pri? If it's eaten cooked, then when it's raw, it's just not the pri yet. You know what I'm saying? That seems to me a very strong fundamental question. And I think a lot of things are going to fall down on those lines. And this is an example of it. The rush and the Tosfos simply cannot accept, have no room for an idea of making a bari priya dhamma on flour if it's regular flour that people don't eat, because it violates a principle of shevach. You cannot give a higher form of shevach on an inferior object. That's a rule in shevach. Whereas the Rambam and brachos are a form of shevach. Whereas the Rambam and Rashi, I think if we pay attention, we'll see they generally come back to a question of the shame pre. Is the shame pre here or not? I mean, it's a good question because it's a subcategory of shevach.
Concern the shame pre? Do they just not have this problem?
That's right. They hold the bracha just goes on the pre kibriyaso, and there's nothing, there's no issue of the attitude of the mishapeach, how he feels towards the thing.
It's funny because I mean, the only reason we care about classifications of shame pre in the first place is because we need to figure out which is the appropriate shevach to give.
Yeah, but essentially it's the shevach on the bria. That's the thing. It's the shevach on bria, on the bria. As long as this reflects the bria of the system of Ochlin, the fact that I'm not accessing it in the normal way, that doesn't necessarily remove my ability to be mishabeach on the system of peros ha'eitz, peros ha'dama. You understand?
So they agree that there's a problem of not giving the best. They agree that there's a problem with giving the best shevach on something which isn't the best. The question they're arguing about is whether or not...
I don't know if they have an idea... What? In other words...
Because one side's saying that if the thing you are being a shevach on per se is not the best, then you're going to have that problem. Whereas the other side says, no, that's a true problem, but you're not going to have that here because since it's a shevach on the bria, and this thing does somewhere along the line have a best form... So it's really going on that. This is just, you know...
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the best form. It has to do with, is this deterioration in its natural form a break in the tziruf between the object and the idea of the bria? If it's a new thing, then it's not mitzuruf to the bria anymore. In other words, if I juice something, the juice of that thing is a new entity. That's a brias adam. It's a new entity. I can no longer relate it back to the system of peros, of pri ha'etz. It's no longer considered to be a direct product of the system of nature which God created that produces fruits on trees. It's too far removed. It's too far removed for the shevach to be related back to that. Be like a chemical derivative of something. It's not a bari priya eitz anymore. You know what I'm saying? It has to go under the rubric of shahako, which is all encompassing. But in terms of its specific idea of this reflects chokhma in the bria of the system of ilanos and peros, is too much of man's
too far removed.
Like we said by the yayin, that the yayin has to be nicker that it's the product of the seder of bria, of seder brachos. Everybody agrees it has to be the best shevach. That's true. I mean, but the question is the mishabeach's attitude towards it play a role in determining the ability to be a mishabeach? They want to say that you can't be a mishabeach when you're engaging in something that itself is slightly meguna.
Well,
engaging the entity that's Meguna. It's not Roy for the Shevach. Because they hold that the Shevach, I mean, I guess you could say if you want to really try to get to it a little deeper, I mean, it's hard. It's very hard at this point. But maybe you could say they hold that it's a question that really you're making, really the entity before you is the Mechayev to make the Bracha. But the Bracha really is going on the abstract idea of Seder Bereishis. Right? But they seem to hold, but if the direct object is Meguna, has some idea of Meguna, it won't allow you to make that bracha. You can't have, whereas the other Shana, it doesn't matter the direct object, because that's not what the bracha is going on, really. It's just like a cause. But again, it's something that's a little harder to get to. But in terms of the Kemach, that seems to be part of this question. And then the Riff and the Rush and the Tosus don't understand how you can have Kemach. I mean, the Rush really can't answer the Riff at all. He really can't answer the Riff, right? He just says the Riff gave his own svar. He just couldn't accept the Riff. Just couldn't accept, basically coming back to his idea. That you just can't make a... not possible you can make a Barpia Dhamma on something people don't eat. That's the way he interprets the Riff, right? That the Riff said, I don't know what the Gemara is saying, basically, but I just know it's not possible to make a Barpia Dhamma on flour. What was Rav Yehuda saying? I don't know. Maybe it's something. I don't know. But... but that's really, I think, the way the Rush understands it. But Rabbeinu Yonah really opened up the Riff in a different framework. All right? Got some Chazara backlog. All right.
Seems like the Ramban was also learning like the way he played the Riff.